Welcome back to week four of Imagine Me. My name is David Arrington, and I really hope you're getting the most out of this program. I told you before, and I need to tell you again, that out of your entire school, you're here. Not everybody in your school, only a small select group of kids in your school is getting access to this program, which puts you in a pretty elite group of people. You can say you've worked with an executive coach, a professional executive coach. And what that means is I help people that are adults, grown-ups, that work in their own businesses and work in different companies, and I help them do exactly what I'm helping you with. So you should be really, really, really excited about being in this program, because what I'm doing and what you got in the workbook and with your teacher, this whole process is designed to help you be phenomenal. So don't squander it. Don't waste it. Don't kind of just go through the motions, show up, or miss a class. This is not the class you want to miss. This is not the class you want to miss. Actually, you don't want to miss any classes, because you're constantly growing. You're constantly becoming better. You're constantly, and you need to constantly grow. I worked with one gentleman a while back, probably my worst boss ever. And what really still wows me about this guy is his complete and utter devotion to not growing. I told him I was thinking about going to do my doctorate, and he was like, "Why would you do that? I'm good. I'm not getting any more degrees or any more studying. I've been doing this job 18 years, and now I am what I am." And when I thought about it, I was like, "Wow, that's sad for you. My bad. I didn't know that you had pretty much just checked out." See, for me, personal development, personal growth is a lifestyle. I'm constantly reading. I'm constantly growing. I know that the more good ideas I can put in my head, the more great connections I can make, the more things that I can put together make me more valuable. It makes me more valuable to my clients and to my community. So I heard that Samuel L. Jackson, this one's attributed to Samuel L. Jackson. For him to succeed in Hollywood, somebody told him, "Samuel, you're gonna have to be 10 times better than everybody else." So he said, "Challenge accepted," because he understood what it was gonna take. He understood that he was gonna have to keep growing. He was gonna have to stretch himself. He was going to have to go in places that made him, that were outside of his comfort zone, so that he could grow into some of the roles that he was going to play eventually. And what I'm telling you is, you're gonna have to keep growing. You're going to have to keep becoming. That's the big thing. We're all works in progress. So the question is, what are you becoming? Are you becoming the kind of person that can pioneer a new surgical technique? Are you becoming the kind of person that can create a new fashion line? Are you becoming the kind of person that can run a Fortune 500? Are you becoming the kind of person that can find a cure for cancer? The answer to all these questions has to be yes, yes, yes. You need to set your aim really, really high. You should set your sights and your dreams so big that they scare you. Remember, we talked about this. And this is what I need you to understand. You've got to grow into that. No one shows up ready for those roles. They grow into them. They have experiences, and they invest in themselves constantly. Why do you think I have a doctorate? That was a hard 4 years. I'd already done a bachelor's. I'd already done the master's. And now 4 more years for a doctorate in leadership. That wasn't because I just felt like it and I had nothing else to do. That's because I was investing in myself so that I would be more valuable to my clients, more valuable to my community. That's why I did it, because I understood it was an investment in me. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to invest in yourself. The easiest, quickest way for you to do that, read a book. Libraries full of them. When I was your age, I was not a big book reader, so I feel you. I know you may not want to read a book. I get it. But if you just pick up a small book, it doesn't have to be a big book. It could be a comic book. Yeah, I'll even give you credit for comic books. Just get you reading something. The funny thing is, there's so much knowledge locked in books, and most people miss out on it. There's the information you need to succeed is literally at your fingertips, but most people will not pick up a book. You think I'm joking. You think I'm just making that up. I'm not. A recent study showed that 1 out of 4 people, only 1 person out of 4, read a book in the last year. Read a single book in the last year. That means that 75% of the people around you, possibly including you still, aren't reading any books. And that's sad. It's a tragedy. There's 600,000 to 1 million books published every single year. And we've got to read. We've got to pick up a book. We've got to find some new information. We've got to continue to grow. I was doing a talk, and I must have touched on this topic. And I was telling people to read and things like that. And these were young adults. This was older than you. These kids, these folks were already, they had jobs and they were, you know, moving up in their companies. And somebody came up to me afterwards and asked me, so David, how many books have you read in the last year? I had no clue. But it made me go back. And I started writing down. I keep a list of the books I've read. And the funny thing is I finished one today and I'm starting a new one tomorrow. Last night I bought 4 books. Why? Because I'm constantly developing myself. And that's what I'm telling you. The easiest, simplest way. And even if you don't want to read a book, go read a blog post on your chosen topic. Go watch a webinar. There's so many ways that at your age and your stage with what you've got available, you can grow yourself outside of the classroom experience. And now, don't get me wrong. You've got to do well in your schoolwork. You got to do well in algebra and geometry. Yeah, yeah, the classes that you hear and you say you'll never use them again after you get out of high school. And that may be true. I can honestly tell you I've never used really any geometry, any algebra. But the point of those is not for practical use elsewhere unless you're going to be a mathematician. The point of those classes is to grow the way you think, to help you think more strategically, help you think more around a problem. They're trying to develop a specific type of logical thinking. So that's a type of development. So don't throw away algebra. It's not fun. For me, at least, it wasn't fun. But the point is, use it as an opportunity to test yourself. Can you do it? If you put your mind to it, can you succeed? Because I need you to understand that the grades you get now, the experiences you're having at high school, these set the stage. This is where you prove to yourself, when you dig deep, you can become awesome. You can do more than you give yourself credit for. So I need you to develop yourself. I need you to read the books, read the assignments, do the work in your classes now. And then when you have time, after you finish doing your workbook, pick up another book just to read for pleasure or read to learn something. I'm not a big pleasure reader. I'm not going to read a lot of novels. What I read is a lot of self-help books. What I read is a lot of books on leadership and team building. That's the kind of stuff I like to read. So don't get it twisted. I don't necessarily like to read a lot of pleasure books, but I do read a few of them. But it doesn't matter what you read, just read. Keep developing yourself. Keep looking for ways and read magazines. Easy. Articles are a lot shorter than books. Find time to read. No. Make time to read because it's important. And the funny thing is, if you start putting those ideas in your head now and you give them 10 years to kind of percolate, are you kidding me? What kind of great ideas will you have in 10 years based on the idea you get today, then with all the experiences and all the other good stuff that comes in, and then one day you have this eureka moment, right? That Archimedes eureka moment, and you figure out how to cure cancer, how to cure the common cold, or you figure out how to grow your business by 20% year over year. Those are the kind of things that eventually happen when you keep developing yourself. So I'm telling you, never, ever forget you're a work in progress. The mistakes you made yesterday are just input for today's greatness. The your background, your past, the tough parts, the good parts, the easy parts, the fun parts, the not so fun parts, all of that is just input for your greatness. You're constantly growing. You're not defined by anyone or anything but you. And you get to define who you're going to become. You get to define what you're going to be. So you've got to define it high. Make that a lofty aspiration so that you look up and you not only surprise yourself, but you make the community, the world, a better place. I believe you can rock the world. I know you are. It's your life. It's your future. You're worth it. So between now and the next time we talk, workbook pages, I need you to really take some time. Ask your teacher what other resources there are for you to grow, to learn something different outside of class when you have the time. Ask your teacher tell them what you're excited about. What is it that gets you excited? Maybe you wrote it down on your goals, or maybe you just need to write it down. What are the things that make you happy? What are the things that make you want to work? It may not be algebra, but it will be something else. What are those things? Find the time to grow in those areas. Follow those passions, and I'll see you again next week.